Hello, my name is Mercury Granger, and I have asked for and demanded this time for an editorial reply. I am a smoker, but I recognize the rights of non-smokers. I'm glad that non-smokers are finally speaking out against the discrimination they faced all their lives. Cigarette companies are finally recognizing the rights of non-smokers too, targeting them with ad campaigns featuring Sister Mary Camel and the Marlboro Nun. Restaurants have special sections for non-smokers, and it's gratifying to see non-smokers, quote, coming out of the coat room, unquote, with pride in their habits. And now, since I still have some time, I'd like to say something about secondhand smoke. Always check the cord on your electric clocks to prevent short circuits that cause secondhand smoke, as well as minute-hand smoke and hour-hand combustion. What? They're telling me I'm out of time, even though I thought I still had some time. So thank you for listening. When will this be on? Because my hamsters want to hear it. What? Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, women in sports. In the pre-awakening barbaric society, women were allowed into sports only as cheerleaders, as attendees at ladies' days, or as players. Now, cheerleading is a co-ed chorus line competition itself. There are no ladies' days, and instead of playing, women now participate as full members of athletic programs. There's a women's professional baseball team, an entire women's professional basketball league, and while it's hard to tell with all the headgear and padding, I've heard somewhere that 30% of the players in the National Hockey League are women, including all the Hartford Whalers. Now that sounds good, but still attendance and TV coverage are below the levels of men's sports. This must be fixed by force if nothing else works. So here's my idea. Number one, the men's NCAA tournament should be blacked out in enough parts of the country to drag viewership down to the level of the women's tourney. Number two, no Major League Baseball on TV for 2 years. Instead, all Colorado's Silver Bullet games will be broadcast. And number three, Michael Jordan and Grant Hill banned from TV and replaced by Tonya Harding and Cheryl Miller. Knock, knock, who's there? Tonya. Tonya who? Tonya, want some McNuggets? See, that works. That's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
It'll fit. It'll fit. Think positive thoughts. Be small. Be small. Think small. It'll fit. Be tall. Bridge. Grow. Bridge. It'll fit. Now scrunch up your eyes. Yeah, make it disappear. Yeah, a little magic. Think magic now. Shrink the transformer. Shrink it. Grow the bridge. Grow the bridge. Be the bridge. Be the bridge. It'll fit. It'll fit. It'll fit. Didn't fit.
A message from the Big Things Council. Remember, big things don't always go under things that are smaller than the big things, so be careful with big things.
Didn't fit. Now it's time for Household Hints of the Airwaves with Hints from Helmet Wheeze.
Hi, I'm Helmet Wheeze. Average Americans have discovered many useful tips to make it easier for you to live in your own home. Let's hear some, shall we?
Helmet Wheeze, postage stamps not only make colorful stickums for refrigerator notes, but when placed on envelopes, ensure delivery of the mail.
That's a great idea. Kids like them too. A sheet of postage stamps will keep a toddler busy for hours. Here's our next helpful tip.
Helmet, another use for old pantyhose is to cut them in half and Put them over your head when robbing a bank. It's a great disguise.
Okay, one warning. Never use pantyhose to tie someone up. The knots don't hold. We have time for one last letter.
I've moved all my furniture into the basement. Now when I entertain, no one comes.
Well, that's a good idea if you hate people. Well, thanks to all our contributors. Till next time, I'm Hints from Helmut Wies.
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, let's wander around and cause some trouble. Let's travel the county highways and byways, having some fun. Road trip! Road trip! Yeah, first thing, let's load up the International Harvester pickup with a case of Surge! I wish they'd let me set up one of them commercials. And of course, a big bag of Mrs. Denise Rodman's original ranch-style barbecue fishy pork rinds. Good. Toss some spray paint in the bed and some mummified roadkill. Five or six of them, I guess. And one live chicken. And now let's start the truck up and hit the road. Whoa, Nellie. Not so fast. Well, we pull out on the highway there, keep her at about 15 miles per hour, huh? Turn on the Fuzzbuster. Yeah, I'll just lean out the door here and paint a yellow line. Make the whole road a no-passing zone. All those cars backed up behind us now won't know if it's my line or a hill, a real hill with a real tanker truck on the other side. Oh, that scares them. You know it does, though. You know. Yeah, now we'll scatter the roadkill near the church. This week's sermon on Noah and the Ark. Next, we'll superglue this chicken to the middle of the road. Why doesn't the chicken cross the road? Huh? Why doesn't he? Yeah, don't worry, we'll come back for him later. Yeah, if he stays on the center line, he's got a fighting chance. And now stop at the bridge and lower me over the side. It says clearance, 14 foot 8 inches. Just a little paint. See? Clearance, 19 foot 8 inches. Yeah, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, I guess he wandered off that center line. Let's get him over to the church.
Hi, this is Ziggy Schmooz, and listen, I'm introducing a wacky new video that gives hours of laughs to the entire family. It's silly outtakes and goofy bloopers of Ziggy Schmooz. You'll be rolling on the floor at some of the crazy stuff that happens here, stuff never before available, like this silly moment from a show in 1991. Hi, this is Ziggy Schmooz. Were those gunshots? Now here's one from March of 1995. With Ziggy Schmooz's Miracle Magnet, you'll never lose your car in a mall parking lot again. What's the matter with you? Some disgruntled consumers had gotten my producer and broke all his fingers. He had a lot of trouble running the controls. Now listen to this from December 1993. Oh, that hurt. Some associates had drilled holes in my gums. Wild stuff, and now it can be yours. Send $49.99 to Ziggy Schmooz, Silly Outtakes and Goofy Bloopers, Box 1, Oops, Medico. Oops, Mexico. Now we gotta do that all over again.
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that bucket of sand?
Put down the knife, Bill, or I'll kneecap you with my .45.
Oh, the knife, sure. I was just trimming my Rottweiler so he'd fit through the doggy door. So what's with the bucket of sand?
It's not a bucket of sand, Bill. It's billions of sea monkey eggs. Tamerlane's teeming bucket o' death.
Tamerlane's teeming bucket o' death.
Tamerlane's teeming bucket o' death.
But it's only sea monkey eggs.
Poisonous sea monkeys, Bill. You dump this in the city water supply and within 12 to 18 hours, more runs than a Denny's waitress's pantyhose.
Wow. But isn't it illegal to poison the city's water supply?
Well, sure. That's why Tamerlane's teeming bucket o' death is sold for amusement purposes only.
Well, I'm amused. Hand me that bucket. I'm headed for the reservoir.
Get your own Tamerlane teeming bucket o' death, Bill. Get it at the Militia Mall, Marty's day-old microbe shops, and the store formerly known as Crap, locations coast to coast. Hey, Fred, you want to get into the office NC2A tournament game?
Why, sure, Sluggo. Say, what do I get if I win?
Well, what do you think? Bragging rights!
Wow! Now this is just straight wins, right? Uh-huh. Anyone in this office interested in a little point spread action?
Oh, you're a player, huh? Uh-huh. Okay, be in the mailroom at 3 o'clock. I'll have the line.
Okay, and what's the prize for this one?
More bragging rights.
Great.
If you're a serious point spread player, you can't afford to be wrong. Fun Guesses Sports Line guarantees you'll hardly ever be wrong. NC2A, NBA, NHL, American Gladiators. Fun Guess Sports gives you 2 locks and 10 pretty good hunches every day. And if we're wrong, laugh it off. Call 1-900-I-M-I-N! That's 1-900-I'm-in! And of course, it's for amusement purposes only.
I got them all right. I win. Ha 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 ha.
What great fun!
I'm the smartest one. Ha ha ha.
1-900-I'm-in. Call now. Hey, don't eat that tuna. It's full of sulfides.
Sulfides?
Yeah, and other yucky stuff from the ocean, too.
But I like tuna.
Then before you eat it, purifood it.
Purifood it?
Purifood it. You've seen those filters you put on the kitchen faucet to filter water?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, Purifood is the amazing new filter for food. Hand me that tuna sandwich.
Hey.
Now I'll just force it through the Purifood with the palm of my hand. There, now your tuna's been purifooded.
It's a shapeless mass of mush.
You're welcome. Purifood, the food filter for the truly frightened. Never eat unfiltered food again. Purifood.